Chapter 26. Cherubael. The Brink. Exterminatus. The blank-eyed man, though in truth he was not a man, but a demon in human form, strode up the shining curve towards me. The glowing octahedron of the Ceruthi's unholy text was clasped in one nimble hand.
"I would like the primer now, please, Gregor."
"What are you?"
"This is no place for introductions."
He gestured about himself. Lances of annihilation blasted down into the mudflats nearby. "Humor me," I managed.
"Very well. My name is Cherubael. Now, that primer. Time is ticking away."
"Time will always tick away," I said. "Who made you?"
"Made me?"
The blank-eyed man smiled at me duplicitously. "You're a demon host, a conjured thing. Tell me who made you and who commanded you and Molitor to come after this prize, and I might give you the primer." He laughed and licked his thin lips with a glossy, forked tongue.
"Let us both be abundantly clear about this, Gregor. You will give me the primer. Either you will hand me the primer now, or I will come over to you and take it, and break every bone in your body, and defile that girl at your side, and break every bone in her body too, and then drag your jiggling carcasses down into the chamber below, and string you both up on the hooks, and burn out your agony centers as I wait for the bombardment to flatten this place."
He paused.
"Your choice."
"You've been in my dreams for a long while now. Why is that?" I pressed.
"You are gifted, Gregor. And time is not the arrow that humans like to think it is. A second in the warp would show you that. Why, a second in the four-dimensional habitats of the Ceruthi should have proved it too. Your dreams were just nightmares of something yet to happen."
"Who made you?" My voice was insistent. His answer was the one I least expected, and it left me all but stunned.
"The Holy Inquisition made me, Gregor. A brother of yours made me. Now, for the last time, give me that."
The demon host swung around suddenly, as voices called out from lower down the roof. Brother Captain Seinwolf was clambering up out of the blast hole, flanked by Midas and another Death Watcher, carrying the limp form of Titus Endor. Seinwolf raised his storm bolter and fired at the blank-eyed man. Cherubael reached out and caught the glowing shells, plucking them out of the air.
"Go home, Astartes bastard!"
he yelled down the sloping roof at Seinwolf.
"This has nothing to do with you."
The fiend came up the ridge until he was facing me. I could see the tiny arcs of power darting across his glowing skin. I could smell the stink of corruption. Eye to eye now. He held out his hand, palm up, fingernails long and polished like claws.
"Clever of you to find it untouchable to cancel me out."
He looked over at Bequin.
"How did you manage that?"
"Fate, like time, is not linear, Cherubael. Surely you know that. I found Bequin in the same way that the dreams of you found me." He nodded.
"I like you, Gregor Eisenhorn. So very challenging and stimulating for a human. I wish we had leisure to discourse and break bread, but we haven't."
He snapped suddenly.
"Give me the primer."
I took out the polyhedron. His smile broadened. I dropped the artifact onto the silky roof, and, before it could slide away, crushed it under the heel of my boot. The demon host took a step backwards, gazing down at the crunched dust. He looked up at me again with his blank eyes.
"You are a man of singular dedication, Gregor. I would have enjoyed killing you when the day and hour came. But you're dead already. This edifice is 240 seconds away from destruction. Cherish this."
He tossed me the Xenos Necrotuke, and I caught it in one gloved hand.
"You've won. Take that consolation to the afterlife."
He started to run towards the lip of the roof, and then threw himself out in a perfect dive, arms raised. For a moment, he hung in space. Then he forked his body in, executed a precise roll, and disappeared into the lake of fire below. I pulled Bequin to me as Seinwolf, Midas, and the other Death Watch Marine approached. Endor, crumpled in the Astartes' arms, looked dead. I prayed he was, for in a moment this place would dissolve in fire. Rosethorn from Aegis above, and, well, above for Emperor's sake. Damn this glossier crap. Move! My gun cutter swung in over the edifice roof, ramp jaws open. I could see Fischig at the helm through the cockpit screens, yelling at me. Amos was at his side. I watched 56 Izard die from the bridge of the St. Sithis as we left orbit. Petals of flame the size of continents spread out under its milky skin. Sanction extremis. Exterminatus. After the deluge of fire, the virus bombs, the seething storms of tailored plagues, the nuclear atrocity. It was a cinder by the time we left. No contact with the Ceruthi race was ever made again. And the tainted glowing light of the Necrochuke was extinguished forever.